My last secret win is that it gives you a chance to remind yourself that there's always room for improvement.
Welcome to Gentle Frog's Bookkeeping Lily Pad, your cozy corner of the podcasting world, where numbers tell a story and bookkeeping blossoms into an adventure. My name is Rachel Barnett, and I'm glad you're here. This podcast is for bookkeepers who enjoy authentic, unfiltered, and always encouraging friend to talk shop with. We will be discussing what it's like to own and operate a small bookkeeping business. In this episode, I want to talk to you about some of the wins that come from underbidding a project. I was having a conversation recently with friends, and we talked about the discouragement you feel when you underbid. And I thought, you know what? That's great. We can all identify those things pretty easily. What if we spend a few minutes talking about the good things that happened, looking for the silver lining? The first and most obvious is that you have cash. Even if you underbid a project, you've ideally made money. If you had to outsource and get bookkeepers to help you with the project, and you spent more money than you collected, well, then no, you didn't make any money. But let's imagine that that's not the case. Maybe you worked for $5 an hour by the time it was all done, but you still have a couple hundred dollars that you didn't have before the project. You've built a relationship with another business owner. The benefit of this relationship is potential referrals and just knowing another person in general. Even if you're not a person who thrives on getting to know people, I feel, makes you a better and more well-rounded human. The more I get to know people, the better I am at explaining things and understanding the questions people have, understanding the concerns that people have. So there's some benefits there. The next one, and I feel like this is one we all know and we certainly can guess, is that you gain experience. But I think better than just saying, oh, you've gained experience, we can talk about what that means. Some of the experience you gain is what to do different next time. I had a project once years ago where I needed to catch up a bunch of records, and I didn't realize until I got partway through that the client's bank feeds stopped working partway through the year. So what that meant was that I had to go back and enter a bunch of stuff that I didn't expect to enter. The thing that I've learned, and you really can't predict this, is that I need to look at someone's pending bank feeds or unreconciled bank account and just see if there are any months with no data. If it's a client with very few transactions, then sure, there may be months with no data. But if it's a client that uses their checking, credit card account, whatever, all the time, and every month there's usually 100 transactions, then suddenly you have a month or two with zero transactions, that's probably an indication that you're going to have more work than what you expect. So this falls into one of my examples of something that I've learned to do better or different next time. Another one is that you get to learn more about a particular industry or a particular software. So I don't mean like you're going to go learn a different software, like you're going to learn Xero, but you normally use QuickBooks. I mean more like you get to have more practice with Stripe, or you get to have practice with Acody or some other third-party software. This isn't a client-facing project, but when I created my diagnostic review and cleanup course, I wanted to create a bunch of sample data and get it loaded up into QuickBooks. I did not want to do this all by hand because that would have taken me forever. So as the result of this, I got a chance to really learn how to use Sazant. Sazant, if you've never used it, is a magical way of getting data from Excel into QuickBooks. I've seen Seth David talk about using Sazant for catch-up projects, getting all the stuff you need, organizing it in Excel, and just magically putting it in QuickBooks. Well, not a project in the traditional sense, it was still a project. So as the result of working on this project and underbidding it, I was able to learn more about a software that I was unfamiliar with, Sazant. The benefit of learning that is that the next time I have a situation where that software can be useful, I'm going to be way more efficient than I otherwise would have been. Which brings me to my next point. You get to practice your efficiency in working with software. I use Stripe for my billing. When you buy my courses or you book my time online, on the back end, it's all going through Stripe. When I first started using Stripe, I could navigate the software and find the place with the fees and any returns where I sent people their money back. It wasn't very efficient. It wasn't very fast. Now, a couple years into the transition, I'm way faster and way more efficient. I can walk myself through Stripe and I can walk clients through how to use Stripe. So I view this as one of those things where, yeah, I might have underbid my own bookkeeping to myself because I didn't pay myself to do my bookkeeping. But the advantage is with experience comes efficiency. And what that means is that now when I have Stripe-based projects, Megan and I are way faster. Sometimes the benefit of experience isn't the concrete stuff you can think about. Sometimes it's the ability to discuss topics. So for example, if you've worked with a client that has Stripe or HoneyBook or maybe something like JNAP for mental health professionals, you're able to bring that up in a discovery call. Potential client says, hey, I've got this kind of business and I use these softwares. They're expecting you to know QuickBooks or Xero or FreshBooks or whatever the accounting software is you guys are talking about. But you're also able to bring up and say, oh yeah, I'm familiar with that third-party app. I understand that it integrates, or I understand how the data comes through, or I understand the reports that I might need to get from there. Or I just understand the fact that you're going to put your patient data in an external software. So here's what we do internally within QuickBooks. Being able to have that dialogue is a secret win of having had taken on projects, whether you underbid or overbid the project. Just because you've underbid a project doesn't mean that the client doesn't appreciate you. They might understand that they got a screaming deal on their project and might consider you for ongoing services. Whether it's underbid or not, if you do an amazing job on a project, it's totally and completely appropriate to ask the client for an online review. That review can go on your Google My Business page, could go on your Find a Pro Advisor page. It could be just a review that you get permission to put on your website. Underbidding a project means the client paid less money for the project. I think we all understand that. It also might mean that that client got a win. We all know that everybody struggles with stuff and you don't know what someone else is going through and all that. Whether intentional or not, you offering someone a screaming deal on a catch-up project or a cleanup project could be the win, the thing that that client celebrates, the thing that just made their day slightly better or slightly less crummy. My last secret win is that it gives you a chance to remind yourself that there's always room for improvement. I would suspect most of us don't struggle with this. Most of us are aware that there's always room for improvement. But if you ever got in a situation where your ego was too big to fit in a room, this is a great chance to reset that. So this is me giving you a quick pep talk and just helping you see the things you might have forgotten about if you're feeling discouraged or kicking yourself for underbidding a project. If you'd like to add to my list, I welcome it. I'm going to go ahead and post a link to this in my Facebook group, Gentle Frog's Bookkeeping Lily Pad. If you want to chat privately, you know how to go to hold of me, gentlefrog.com. If you want to hop on a call, it's gentlefrog.com/meeting. I provide some coaching and consulting, QuickBooks training, and just general brainstorming when people need it. Thanks and have a great day.